this time, are there any comments from the administration and council regarding the agenda of any matters on this agenda? Item number six, which is open to the public, are there any comments regarding item number seven, the consent agenda items? Item number seven, the consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Do I have a motion? I did that one. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Ms. Eater, can you please call the roll? Mr. Buller?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Khan?
Yes.
Ms. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Arend?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum? Yes. Thank you. Item number eight, which is an ordinance on second reading. Private sale to contiguous property owner of vacant undersized lot to highest bidder, block 1517, lot 19-936, Washington Avenue, which is open to the public. Ms. Cedar, could you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that the ordinance entitled, an ordinance for the private sale to a contiguous property owner of a vacant undersized lot, commonly known as 936 Washington Avenue, designated as block 1517, lot 19, on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, to the highest bidder among all contiguous property owners, was introduced on the 15th day of May 2018 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 18th day of May 2018. Now therefore be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 14th, 2018, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with the notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 18-11. Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Are there any comments or questions from the public at this time? Ms. Cedar, can you grab a motion?
Motion.
Do you have a second?
Sure.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll? Mr. Buller?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Khan?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Arend?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum?
Yes.
Thank you. Item number nine, an ordinance on first reading to adopt a redevelopment plan for 3050 Seeley Avenue, block 5501, block 10.01 and 10.13. A resolution adopting this ordinance. Ms. Cedar, could you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, ordinance to adopt a redevelopment plan for 30 and 50 Seeley Avenue, designated as block 5501, lots 10.01 and 10.13 on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, being is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 14th day of July, 2018. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public. Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll? Mr. Buller?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill? Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Khan?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Arend?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum? Yes. This item passes on first reading. Item number 11, which is an ordinance on second reading, amending Chapter 21 zoning to provide the conditions of firearm sales use within the township, which is, item number 10, an ordinance on first reading, a bond ordinance for various capital improvements for $7,515,000 / $7,139,250, an ordinance that is on first reading. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled bond ordinance providing for various capital improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway and County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $7,515,000 therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $7,139,250 bonds or notes of the township to finance part of the cost thereof, being is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading of public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 14th day of July, 2018. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
See if you please pull the roll. Mr. Bullard?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Khan?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Irwin?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum?
Yes, thank you.
Item number 11, which is an ordinance on second reading, amended chapter 21 zoning to provide the conditions of firearm sales used within the township, which is open to the public. Ms. Cedar, could you please read the ordinance?
To resolve that Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance to amend and supplement the revised general ordinances of the Township of Piscataway County, Middlesex State, New Jersey, amending chapter 21 zoning, was introduced on the 8th day of May 2018, and had passed the first reading and was published on the 11th day of May 2018. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the opposite ordinance, having had a second reading on June 14, 2018, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 18-12.
Thank you. Are there any comments or questions from the public at this time? Sure, sir. Please come to the podium. Please state your name and address. You have 3 minutes of which to speak.
Thank you. My name is Daniel Schmutter. I'm an attorney with the firm of Hartman and Winicky in Ridgewood, New Jersey. I represent the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Club, who has members that live within the township of Piscataway. We have sent a letter earlier today to the municipal attorney, Mr. Baker, hoping that there was an opportunity for it to be distributed to the members of the council. The letter expresses our grave concern that the proposed ordinance is illegal under both state and federal law, in that it violates the Second Amendment to the Constitution and it violates state preemption law. The zoning ordinance purports to limit, as a conditional use, the sale of firearms within 1,000 feet of certain properties. What it effectively does is effectively makes it difficult for any retailer to sell firearms within the township, within the borders of the township. And the news reports and statements from members of the council make it plain that the purpose of the ordinance is, in fact, to exclude businesses that sell firearms from the town entirely, or to make it very difficult for those businesses to open up and conduct lawful business within the township borders. That type of effort is plainly illegal. I know that there's been some discussion that the ordinance was drafted to comply with a recent decision of the Court of Appeals, the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit in the case of Sheriff versus Allen County. Unfortunately, if you had a chance to read our letter, the Alameda case actually does not support the ordinance. In fact, the Alameda case makes it clear that the ordinance would be unconstitutional, just as the Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit ruled in a similar case, Ezell versus the city of Chicago. What those cases have in common is the issue of whether individuals have a constitutional right to be able to purchase firearms. And the answer is clearly yes. Both the Seventh Circuit and the Ninth Circuit made it clear that the right of people to have the opportunity to purchase firearms within any given municipality or jurisdiction was a right protected by the Second Amendment. The Ninth Circuit did say that, but the reason the Alameda case came out the way it did was because there were 10 other gun stores in the county. And what the Ninth Circuit said was that the plaintiffs couldn't show that excluding the 11th store impaired the ability of individuals to purchase firearms because there were 10 other stores within the jurisdiction. So the Alameda case was about the 11th store, not the first store. The Ezell case was about the first gun range. In the Ezell case, Chicago adopted a zoning ordinance that essentially did the same thing. It essentially made it incredibly difficult, if not impossible, for a gun range to open up within the city limits of Chicago. And the Seventh Circuit said that you can't do that. You can't have no ranges. Similarly, you can't have no stores. If the Alameda case was about the first store in the county, it would have come out very differently. So the Alameda case plainly demonstrates that, and if you read the case, it agrees with the reasoning of Ezell, and it agrees with the concept from the Heller case and the McDonald case, that by extension to these kinds of cases, the purchase and acquisition of firearms is part and parcel to the right to keep and bear arms. So just as you cannot ban the possession of firearms within city limits, within town limits, you can't ban or pretextually exclude a business that allows people to purchase firearms.
So Mr. Daniel, so I just want to comment, so just in terms of you have your 3 minutes. So if you could just, I'll just give you about 30 more seconds to kind of just, if you could, just wrap.
Thank you very much, I appreciate it. I want to go over. The other issue, of course, is preemption. New Jersey case law is very clear that state regulation of firearms is a very comprehensive area that the state has exclusively occupied. The Appellate Division made it clear in Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs versus Jersey City that municipalities are not free to allow what is prohibited by state law or prohibit what is allowed by state law. State licensed dealers are explicitly allowed by state law to sell, lawfully sell firearms. And so a municipality is not allowed to circumvent that by making it potentially or explicitly difficult or prohibited to operate a lawfully licensed business within the municipality.
So I'm going to give our council an opportunity, Mike, if you would like to comment.
Thank you, Council President. I read Council's letter this morning. I appreciate his advocacy on behalf of his client. I disagree with his interpretation of the cases and their application here. The case that he cites for preemption deals with a limitation on the number of weapons that can be purchased in a month. That clearly is preempted by the state. Zoning power, however, is not preempted by the state. It's a local issue, as you all know, many of you haven't served on the planning board. The Azell case, Chicago, relates to the location of a firearms shooting area, practice area, range. The court in that case felt that the ownership of guns and the ability to practice and use them so that you could use them in your home for safety were linked and were a Second Amendment issue. In the Alameda case, the Teixeira case, the court found that local zoning can be used in the way that we have used it to regulate the areas where sales can take place. We're not prohibiting owning, we're not prohibiting carrying, we're not prohibiting purchasing. We're regulating the sale of firearms in certain areas that the community, which you represent, has deemed sensitive areas, such as near churches, near synagogues, near schools, near daycare centers. And I'll point out that the reasoning in Alameda County, it was on appeal to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court just denied certification in late May, which means the Supreme Court is allowing the Ninth Circuit's decision to stand, and our ordinance was based and drafted on the Ninth Circuit decision.
I was going to comment, my co-counsel really covered all the points.
Remember, you're a councilman tonight.
Okay. Okay.
Madam President, may I just read one quote into the record?
So at this time now, so we've given you your 3 minutes. At this time, you'll have to.
It's the words of Mr. Kahn, that's okay.
It's okay, but I can't allow you to exceed that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other comments or questions from the public, please?
Regarding this ordinance or in general?
There's so much.
This ordinance. Right, then we'll open it up for the record.
Good evening,
everyone. Good evening.
I'm not an attorney, I'm far removed from that.
Could you state your name and address?
I'm sorry, Helen Carrillo. I live in the town of Piscataway for almost 40 years, probably. I'm here personally to say I understand where you're coming from because you have been hired by people to do what you do. I come from a situation where my granddaughter was in Parkland in a freshman school in a classroom that was shot up with bullets. The glass was knocked out because a child who they knew, he's not a child, a person that they knew had really difficult problems and nobody did anything to prevent him from getting into that school or getting him help. So we are not asking you to give up all your firearms. We're telling you, you cannot have them by schools, by children's areas, by playgrounds, by hospitals, by anything, anywhere that those people are gonna get, you cannot regulate morality, and you can't make sense out of crazy. But we can make laws and ordinances to try to prevent what happened in other places. I just came back from Florida. They had to send out a SWAT team because there was a hostage situation of a young man who has now published a book. And that young man now is living in fear, as my granddaughter is, because now they get death threats. Now you tell me, a grandmother who has dealt with this, staying with a daughter that's dealing with this with her children, who doesn't want even her daughter to go back to that school, but that daughter insists upon going back because she's not going to let anybody stop her from getting an education. But she can't get her lab books because they're covered in blood. Her dear lab partner was killed. Her neighbor's son was killed. One of the young ladies went on top of who was shot, crawled to another young man and laid on top of that young man because she heard that he was still alive, and she took 7 more bullets, and those bullets went through that young lady into that young man, and neither one of them survived. And I'm not even talking about the children that wound up in the hospital, not to mention the teachers that were killed because some didn't do what they were supposed to do and what they were paid to do. So you tell me, sir, why we cannot have this ordinance in this town of Piscataway, which is rated one of the best towns in the country. You tell me why you want your people to be able to buy a gun next to a school, next to a playground, next to a day center. And you tell me, and you can go back and tell your people, that there's a very emotional grandmother telling you, you don't need to be buying firearms because our forefathers didn't have a world like this. Our forefathers did that amendment to protect their lands, to be careful of who was going to invade their property, not to go out and shoot up the world. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Sutter. Are there any other comments or questions at this time? If so, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes in which to speak. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
I'll second.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll? Mr. Bullard?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Gong?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Arend?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum? Yes. This item passes on second reading.
I just want to make a quick point. I want to thank everybody, my colleagues, for stepping up and taking a leadership position on this really important issue. The restriction that we put in place is going to solve the problems for our country. Hopefully, it'll be part of the discussion. I welcome the discussion with whoever wants to, or the debate with whoever wants to have it. So, Scataway, we're going to lead. Our federal government won't lead, we'll lead from here.
I also want to thank our children in our town, because recently they also had something at the high school, and it was an opportunity for us to hear their voices. So also want to thank them for standing up as well.
Also, Councilman Khan and I had discussions. It's not going to stop here. This is just our first step to try to advocate for all of these children that have had horrific experiences. But we have to also address other items. We have to address mental illness. We have to address everything that's attached with this, and we have to make the people in our town aware of the mental illness issues combined with this. So it's not just a single fix, it's a multifaceted fix. So this is just the first step in trying to move forward, to try to move in the right direction.
Yeah, if I could follow up briefly what my colleague said, we've begun having some discussions about what other things we could do in the areas of mental health and counseling, perhaps through our municipal alliance, what other innovative things that we can do in our community that will help, you know, lead in this real national crisis. And so we've begun that discussion. Mr. Dacey and I had the honor of being invited by the governor's office to a bill signing ceremony yesterday in Trenton, and we had the opportunity to talk to numerous different folks who had some different ideas, and so that's something else we want to talk about. And maybe we come up with some innovative ideas as well in some of the mental health areas and some other things that really make this a bigger crisis than it should be in our country.
Item number 12. Did you want to say something?
Sorry. Well, I'll just be very brief. Sure, so sure. I actually had an opportunity to listen to 3 students from Parkland over this last weekend speak about their experience. And they each shared what had happened to them that day. But what I took away as someone at my age was that some regret and sadness that as adults we have not we've not taken care of our children. I'm listening to these young people. I'm sorry. I started crying, Helen, because I'm listening to you and I listen to these young students. And they're speaking to adults, telling them that, you know, you need to step up. And I'm not contemplating why a child needs to tell adults in this country to step up and do the right thing. I was extremely impressed with their bravery. They were all well-spoken and determined, and each one of them said that they will never stop. And I am very impressed with them, and I'm sure that we have students here at Piscataway who feel the same way, who speak just as eloquently, and I do hope that they are the ones that lead the way.
Okay, I'll move on to item number 12. Any announcements and comments from officials? Mr. Buller?
Not at this time, no.
Ms. Cahill?
No, thank you.
Mr. Kahn?
No, thank you.
Ms. Lombardi?
No, thank you.
Mr. Shaw?
No, thanks.
Mr. Earn?
No, thank you.
Our business administrator? Council?
No comment.
Okay, and I don't have any additional comments at this time. Item number 13, which is open to the public. If you have any comments or questions, please come to the podium, take your name and address. You have 3 minutes to speak.
Anthony Wild, 2250 Plainfield Avenue North, Piscataway.
Good evening,
sir. Hi, how are you? Hey, I want to applaud you guys for this ordinance and other things you're contemplating. I didn't want to speak twice, but I think it's important, and guns everywhere, it just doesn't work. And we need restrictions, we need reasonable gun control. I see you're trying to do something, which on the town level is kind of hard. So that's it. What's the news on
Well, I'll tell you the news. The news is that Mr. Dacey and I, we had a field trip on Tuesday where we went out to the site so we could see exactly what was going on and ask questions of the, I forget the gentleman's name, was the on-site project manager. I know you know. And we had the opportunity to review the berm plans, the buffer plans, and to physically, you know, as a former infantry officer, I like to look at, I like to size up the terrain. So that's what we did. And I came away with some thoughts. I asked for sets of some plans. I got some additional stuff tonight. And we have a meeting next week with the developer to talk about some of the open issues. I'm going to make some suggestions on some modifications with respect to the buffering. And as far as an update on this, what I've been told by everybody, including that gentleman, I should remember his name, I can't recall, I've met him before, but there's no tenant at this point in time. What he did indicate to me is that if there was no tenant and they built this, and they were going to go ahead and build the structure, that the plans he had, that, and he showed them to me, were a 40-bay facility, not a 78-bay facility. That's actually what they'd be building.
Well, it was 30.
But again, it's dependent on whether or not that particular tenant takes the space. Because if that tenant takes the space, then that's not what they.
It's a 39-bay facility, I think, and that's with knockouts. They're going to have every other bay open and then have the ability to knock out 39 more bays, is my understanding. That was the original plan. The last
they're not going to knock anything until they have a tenant in there, and the tenant right. That they've been.
Well, you know, and I understand what you're talking about. It would be a 39-bay warehouse that you know I oppose, and I believe all my neighbors are pretty opposed to.
And so the record is clear, because it wasn't clear by some unknown source from the heavens. I've always been opposed to it, too.
You voted for it.
I never voted for it.
You didn't vote to approve the planning board's contract or the contract?
I never voted for it. You, Tony, know, because you and I have had numerous private conversations. I've always been against the idea.
That's some revisionist history.
I didn't vote for it. So, but that's besides the point.
I've just got
the point is,
let me ask you one question. Did the council vote on a contract with these guys?
Contract?
The council does not.
They approved the waiver.
You don't approve final agreements that the planning board?
They approved the waiver, but the zoning board gave.
Talking about whether or not we voted on pilot program with respect to what the tax structure would be, that's got nothing to do with the design and approval of the.
They approved the waiver.
So I said from the very beginning, I thought that it was too big and too intensive to be used, the wrong use for that location. While I was in favor of it being redeveloped, I was not ever in favor of that. I made that point clear to the mayor and to you and to anybody publicly and privately that's ever asked. Now, people can misrepresent my position all they want, there's not much I can do about it. I've also been, as you know, the only one who's been an advocate in working to get a positive resolution of the issue.
Which I appreciate, but my just quickly, and I'll be done. It would have made sense, and I've said this before, for you and other council people to come talk to people, residents, not just people who live 200 feet away, not wait, not allow them just to send a notification 10 days before final approval to people within 200 feet, because this affects thousands of, several thousand people, I believe, in the Heights.
Tony,
so, let's say
communication
with residents would be good.
Does he get 3 minutes? Does he get 3 minutes or doesn't he get 3 minutes?
In that whole area. They weren't at home, but I knocked on every single, I talked to many of them.
Before this thing was done, you talked to, you came down my street.
I didn't talk to you before.
No, I'm saying before that, when this project was being considered and up before the planning board, perhaps talking to the residents would be positive, have mitigated some of the anxiety.
I agree.
Okay. Last quick question. I still haven't seen any work going on across the street for the Hariba Scientific. I did speak to the general manager. He said they had a problem with the contractor, but they did something in the fall, cleaned it up a bit, planted a few things. Nothing since then, except they were going to do it in the spring. Nothing, it's past spring, it's June, and I have a nice view of their building, which I'm not supposed to have. So I would appreciate, and I've called Henry Hinterstein, I have not gotten calls back, and I would appreciate if the township followed through on its own ordinance that says you'll maintain a visual buffer between Plainfield and.
Mr. Wong, I'll let Tim answer it. Tim, I don't know if you
have a rise to move for that tomorrow.
Yeah. Right. Thank you. Thank you as well.
Thank you.
Are there any other comments or questions from the public at this time? Please come to the podium, state your name and address and your 3 minutes to which you speak.
Good evening. Rick Rossi, Sherman Edmund, Scadley.
Good evening, Mr. Rossi.
We're talking about an ongoing problem with the trucks on Sherman Edmund. I mean, talking on the subject of children and safety. Parents can't have the kids walk on the street. There's no sidewalks on the street. It's 2 blocks long. And you can swear at the beginning of where John's truck stop. Or I'm talking 18-wheelers, not talking about UPS trucks. We have no, you know, where I know we're a stepchild because of the fact that one side's Middlesex, one side the scatter. Nothing gets done. Zero. And it's not because of the ongoing surfacing that trucks are going. These are trucks that are always on South Avenue. And there's a viable alternative. South Avenue to Lincoln Boulevard, to Cedar Lane, to Path Possum, time to get to 287. Those trucks don't do that. They're taking that shirt, but there's actually North and South Randall.
Yeah, well, Mr. Rossi, so we'll take, you said they're coming from South Avenue,
South Avenue. That's industrial. I don't live on industrial zone street.
You live on Sherman.
Yeah, I know Sherman. Sherman is between you can like cut through.
And that's been moving towards a cut through.
Right.
All day, you know, like 5 o'clock in the morning, Stericycle on 50 Howard Street, send the trucks. I called them, a couple of the other neighbors called them, nothing. Today they were still getting down the street.
So, thank you, we appreciate you.
But what's in that, what should I do for the next 7th, open other people?
Well, but I mean, I think I know the street, but I'm not sure. And unfortunately, the mayor's had another meeting, the mayor knows every street in the whole town real well. Well, there is potentially, I'm not sure where they're all coming from, but there's a potential resolution to make the light traffic street.
Right.
And that would resolve the issue. I don't know, sitting here trying to think about exactly what's there or not there, I don't know that there's an impediment to doing that as long as there's another commercial route, we can do that.
And it sounds like it's 287, I think it's 287 in terms of what you were just
saying. Well, that's been using, you know, they're going down north around, then ran on the Bow Road to get to South End. That's where all the businesses are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, like I said, it's not a one little thing that, because of the detours, the same trucks day after day. I mean, if you want pictures, I'll sit out in front of you.
Exactly. It sounds to me.
You can't even have your kids ride the bikes.
You need to, Tim, can you just make note of it?
Yeah, I'll let it fall up to the chief, a little traffic, good traffic count out there.
Right.
So can I tell my neighbors?
That should be, but that's, I think it's residential, I think so too.
It is, there's no business on that street.
No, we're using it as a cut through.
Exactly.
So, Mr. Rossi, if you could just give Mr. Dacey your phone number, and we'll get back to you. Okay.
Right now?
It's fine. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time?
Good evening, my name is Toni Ann Vanderveer, and I live at 92 Stratton Street South. I'm here tonight in reference to 98 Stratton Street South. It was currently sold under sheriff's sale. Yes, it is.
Yeah, we're familiar. We're aware.
Okay. Well, I'm here to tell you that I'm very upset with the conditions of the house. It was being lived in without electricity for 3 years. The current owners decided to purchase this house sight unseen, and I feel very badly for them because I don't think they knew what they were getting into. The previous owner was a hoarder, apparently. The new owners took the entire contents out of the house and threw it in the backyard and threw it on the driveway. Okay. Now, I can tell you that I have seen rats when walking my dogs. The mosquitoes, you cannot leave your house before dusk because you will get annihilated by the mosquitoes. And last night, for the first time, I tried to eat out on my patio where I had flies the size of dimes flying into my food. So I need to know, is there a timeline on when these new owners can fix this house? Because it's making us physically sick. There's water in the basement. The new owners asked my husband to borrow our generator so they could pump out the 3 feet of water in the basement.
They're not in
here,
are they?
No, you can't live in it.
It sounds like it's a public nuisance at this point in time. So what we'll do is we'll reach out to them, right? And they'll have an opportunity to fix the situation. And if they don't, right, in certain cases, we may have to go in and do it. And then we'll go back to them.
Well, they do have a dumpster. They do actually now, a second dumpster was delivered today. They haven't switched out the dumpster that was delivered, I think it was May 29th. It's still there. I don't know if there's an ordinance on how long you can keep the dumpster in your driveway. The mold smell, you cannot even walk outside without getting hit with mold.
Yeah.
Let me just say, I within the last 2 weeks, I drove by and showed the mayor of the house. Spoke to the zoning officer who lives on the street about it. And that house has been a problem for a long time, but it's now considerably worse. So
much worse. So they're going to get an opportunity, but then they'll probably get a fine.
They have been.
Do they not have electricity? Is that what you're saying?
No. There's no electricity. He lived in the house with no electricity, no plumbing, nothing. For 3 years, until January 1st, where he was carted out by an ambulance.
Now we have a new owner, right?
The new owners bought it on a sheriff's sale. So there were turkey vultures living in the front and the upstairs. Yes, it's not a good situation. And I have two children. I know my neighbors have small children.
Right.
This is not a healthy environment.
My impression when I took a close look at it, and it's about 2 weeks ago, was that I was uncertain as to whether, I don't think the house could be saved, frankly.
Well, it's my understanding that they're going to gut the house and flip it. How, I don't know.
But in the meantime, they have to get rid of the garbage and everything else, it sounds like. Okay, so we'll definitely, did you have another comment, Steve, before?
No, that house has been a problem for a long time, but I I looked at it, and I was never prepared. I showed it because I'd been there. I'd been there recently and looked at it. And had somebody complain about it, and I went over and physically looked at it. And we just need to take a more aggressive approach.
Yeah, and we will.
I would really appreciate it. Not a problem. Thank you.
Sure.
98 Stratton.
98
Stratton Street South.
South.
Hi, my name is Christina Grigoli. I live at 97 Hancock Road in Piscataway, and I'm not going to resound everything that my neighbor Tony Ann said. Basically, we just both came here to kind of support each other and let you know the situation. I'm on the other side, so his backyard is my backyard. We touch together. So it's an unsightly situation. I kind of started a couple weeks ago and had all my notes as far as reaching out to Buddy Walker, I reached out to the mayor's office, I reached out to the health department, I spoke with a woman named Kelly. Everyone kind of came together and they did approach the owners. There was a container delivered and the owner began to throw some trash. So basically, I'm just alerting you again that it's really an unfair situation. I did know the previous owner, Kermit, and I felt bad for him, knowing that he was basically a homeless man living in a home. I kind of feel that, unfortunately, biting me that I didn't perhaps report him sooner, but I did feel badly that, you know, it was his best interest, perhaps. Maybe I should have or shouldn't have done that. It's besides the point. So now I'm just requesting that it's really looked into and pressured that these owners, when I spoke briefly with the health department, kind of told me, you know, this is more of a zoning situation. Maybe you should just talk to the owner. Maybe you should just kind of deal with it on your own. And I kind of thought, if someone's just throwing trash in their yard, they're really not interested in the best interest of the neighborhood. If your interest is just to purchase a home and flip it and do it in that content, that's really not to the best interest of the community.
So
no, they actually delivered something.
They did deliver.
Just put a few things, but it really is not doing. It's not really not.
Since it's been delivered 2 weeks ago, the condition of the home is not greatly improved in any means.
So thank you for coming this evening. It's unfortunate, but we're definitely going to follow on that right now.
Yeah. Just so both neighbors know, so what happens is that when we send out Buddy Walker or other inspector, they'll normally issue violations. The homeowner under law gets 10 days to fix the violation. At that time, it's re-inspected. So like tomorrow, he's going to go out and do everything he did 10 days ago. And then if they didn't do what they were supposed to do, then we will issue a summons and go to municipal court.
I know he was
In the event that they decide not to do anything, we can get an order for us to go in and do the cleanup. And then the municipality hires a contractor to go in and do it, and then put a lien on the house. So hopefully, I'll talk to Buddy first thing in the morning. Hopefully, we're at that stage, at least now, where summons will go out. That usually, if the homeowner's ever dealt with this in any other town, that usually spurs them into action, because going to municipal court and getting fined is really, it's really a pain. You're better off just doing what you're supposed to do.
My last quick question, and I don't know if you know, when you sell a house like a sheriff's sale, I was told that the outside of the perimeter of the property was inspected, apparently, by the inspector, but that the inside of the home was not, because he felt for his own health that he didn't want to go into the home and inspect the home. So I just feel for the purchasers that they don't even know what they're getting into, that the interior of the home was dangerous.
Yeah, that would be
The town wouldn't have done the inspection.
Yeah, we didn't sell it. It would be from the county.
The county, yeah. So I feel for him because it's dangerous. I mean, but just so you know.
No, we appreciate you coming. Thank you. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? Of course, you can.
My name is Scott Grigoli, and I live at 97 Hancock Road, Piscataway.
Good evening, Mr. Grigoli.
The only concern that I have too, or one of the concerns I have with this property, is as things progress with the property, that the township would do proper inspection, because it is, like my wife and my neighbor said, it is a safety issue. The mold smell can't be good for anybody, number one, and the condition of the house from the previous owner and from what other people told us, it's water has been getting into this house continually. So wood being structured is a very crucial thing. So I would really ask the township to you know, make sure they have eyes on, which sounds like you guys are, and that as they progress with the project, that things are structurally done well, just for the safety of, you know, the new owners or the owners that are going to stay there. But that's all we ask.
Thank you, Mr. Grillo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions from the public at this time?
Good evening, members of the council. My name is Charles Cradiville.
Good evening, Mr. Cradiville.
I'm a resident of New Brunswick. I'm the editor of a community newspaper there called New Brunswick Today. Also a candidate for mayor of the great city of New Brunswick. I'm here tonight because I have a public safety question. I wanted to ask who the public safety director is and if they're here tonight.
The public safety director is not here.
Okay. I heard the mayor is at another meeting. Can I get a little more information about where, what other meeting he's at tonight?
I'm not sure exactly where he is, but is there something that you need?
Yes, perhaps it's the police chief here?
No.
Okay, so I'd like to hear from the council. On May 15th, Piscataway police officer Todd Ritter pleaded guilty to assaulting a suspect who was handcuffed in his custody in a township police vehicle, also pleaded guilty to falsifying records. And I've, as a journalist, been reaching out to the mayor and have not gotten any comment from him. I wanted to ask if any members of the council have any comment on the guilty plea of Officer Ritter.
So I'll just defer to the council, our legal counsel, Mr. Baker, or
it's an ongoing investigation. We're not
going to
make
comments. It's not ongoing. He admitted his guilt, and it's my understanding he's resigned from the force. Can anybody confirm that he's resigned in accordance with that plea agreement?
There's either active or contemplated civil litigation involving the incident, and there's potential litigation with respect to the officer and his pension. So it would be unfair for us
we're going to leave it as no comment, because if there's something under litigation, I'd rather just leave it as that.
Okay, so when you say active or contemplated, has there been litigation filed or?
So at this time, basically.
There's been a notice of tort claim filed. Okay, thank you for confirming that. I'll just say that I saw two videos. I saw one video of the arrest and a video of the assault, and both were very disturbing. And I hope that the council and the police chief and the mayor are as disturbed as I am, because law enforcement is a very serious responsibility, and people who abuse their powers there really hurt the profession, but also hurt the relationship with the community. And so
I don't want to overstep. Say, isn't he been terminated?
So at this time, he resigned. Trust me, I know. I believe it's police officers. I hold them to high esteem, too. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments or questions?
Good evening, Council.
Good evening, Mr. Brown.
How are you?
Good. Tom.
Good, sir.
Appreciate that. All that good work. That's what Christ do, right?
I want to thank you, Curtis. Thank you very much for.
Let me just let Mr. Grubbs say his name for the record.
Curtis Grubbs, 1750 West 3rd Road.
Thank you, Mr. Grubbs.
Let me just say, Curtis, I appreciate your both public and private support for our efforts on sensible gun safety in Piscataway. I know you attended an event, and I was honored to have you there.
Doing what needs to be done. I'm a good guy, but I'm here for my Hazelwood Park again.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
get down to business.
Yeah, funny thing, but I need to know when we're going to receive this thing, because I think we need to do it now. Okay, I heard it was going to be received, so we didn't anticipate it. Okay?
Jim, do you have any idea when that's
going to
be received?
I'll ask Daddy. Maybe ask Daddy.
No, I'm
going to
ask you first.
Okay, sir. So you talk to the guy if you ask him. I'll ask
guy. Give Oscar Grubbs a call?
Nah, I'll come to him.
You'll come? Okay.
Since I'm talking, I need to know what's up with the church property.
Which
property over there on Walnut that you spoke about a couple of months ago?
Yeah, we're still attempting to find the ownership for it right now. Okay. As I explained to you.
The issue with the house that was down on Second Street, when I asked them to put more topsoil in, and he said, we do, we're going to put it in the charter. Where are we at? The house needs more filter.
The house
on Second Street that was demolished. They didn't level it off on the property. And the mayor and you also said he's going to get him to finish it, or we was going to finish it and put a tax lien on it. We didn't get that.
Yeah, so can we check on that one, Tim?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
They redid Second Street with Belgium block. Why did we not do the other side that belongs to the Piscataway? We only did the one side. And who picks what streets to get paved? Because Fourth Street, Hazelwood needs to get fixed. Why did that one get done and this one not?
So are you saying the side that got the Belgian blocks is in another town?
No, it's in Piscataway.
Oh, okay.
It's in Piscataway, but I'm saying it's the other side's Piscataway too, so why did we just do one side?
To be honest with you, I'm not familiar with that one too. Do you know
anything? It could be that one side needed it.
Yeah, I'm not.
The other
side that curves.
Yeah, curves. Joe, you know, we could always talk to Joe. Joe was our engineer. Yeah. He comes up with a recommended list for us to do based on a whole lot of criteria. So, I can ask him, but you can also do it. I know you're there a lot. Just ask him. And he can probably tell you why. Probably a very simple reason, probably. Utility work or the PSCG is an enormous amount of work that they're doing around town, so it might be any of those. But I'll ask you next time you see if you ask me.
I heard it was just
yes. What street? Can you give me the exact street?
Oh, that's Second Street.
Second Street.
Okay. Second Street. They from the corner of Second up to I think it's Oak. Right hand side, they installed building blocks. But I wanted to know why they didn't do the other side, which is still Piscataway.
Was it dug up by a utility company previously?
No, what's going to happen is, that's really technically a county road. And they're going to repave it. And I think if I heard correctly, the mayor made a deal to put the curb in, and they're going to wait to mill it. So, okay, I understand it's a county road, but why are we putting block curbing in there in the beginning? We're not going to do both sides.
So we'll have to... Yes. Mr. Reps, we'll have to get back to you on that one.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Reps.
Any other comments or questions at this time from the public? Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
All in favor? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
It is adjourned. Thank you. On to the agenda portion of the meeting. At this time, I'd like to call the agenda meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231, PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, and to the extent known, enabled the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll? Mr. Bullard?
Here.
Mrs. Cahill?
Here.
Mr. Kahn?
Here.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Here.
Mr. Shaw?
Here.
Mr. Irwin?
Here.
Mrs. Mahal? Here. Could you please stand for the flag of the meeting? Ordinance on first reading, the bond ordinance for a community cultural arts center project. Are there any other comments or questions at this time? Item number 6, a resolution authorizing award of bid, rebid, municipal building, the HVAC renovation, a bid opening on June 14, 2018. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Item number 7, a resolution authorizing renewal of liquor license. Any comments or questions at this time? Item number 8, resolution authorizing professional engineering services for New Brunswick roadway improvements, not to exceed $175,667. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Item number nine, a resolution authorizing professional engineering services for Second Avenue road improvements not to exceed $51,150. Interesting, right? We're just talking about Second Avenue here. So I don't know if Mr. Brooks heard that. Exactly.
Council President, I'm going to highlight the reason why we need to block, because that's...
Excuse me, I just want... Mr. Grubbs, I just noticed that here on the agenda, Second Avenue is listed, so the mayor's going to...
Because it's a different municipality on the other side of the street.
That's why I asked the question, is it in the same town? That was my concern. So that's what I thought, but I wasn't sure, so I said, let me just hold it.
Okay. Second Avenue or Second Street?
South Second Street.
The agenda says Avenue.
Okay.
This is another street we're going to do.
That's correct.
Okay.
There's a Second Avenue.
Okay. Number nine is which one?
Well, this is the engineering contract for Second Avenue.
That's not the street that is west.
Right.
It's been possible.
That's correct.
Thank you for clarifying. So this is South Second that Mr. Grubbs was talking about. Yeah. Item number 10, a resolution authorizing 2018 solicitor's license. Are there any other comments or questions at this time? Item number 11, a resolution authorizing acceptance of qualifications and rates and appointments of professionals. Any other comments or questions at this time? Item number 12, a resolution authorizing Chapter 159, fiscal year 2018. Clean Communities Grant for $93,369.35. Any comments or questions at this time? Item number 13, a resolution designating property commonly known as 88 Centennial Avenue, an area in need of redevelopment. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Item number 14, a motion to accept the report of clerk's account for May 2018. Any comments or questions?
Yes.
Item number 15, a motion to accept the report and division of revenue for May 2018.
Yes.
Any comments or questions? Item number 16, a motion to receive and enter into minutes disbursements for the month of May 2018. Any comments or questions? Item number 17, announcements and comments from officials at this time. Mr. Willard, any comments?
Not at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Cahill?
Not at this time. Thank you.
Mr. Kahn?
No, I have no comments.
Ms. Lombardi?
Happy Father's Day to all those fathers out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
On June 24th, there is a yoga day and a Gayatri Temple.
Repeat the date again.
24th June, 10 a.m. at Gayatri Temple. There is International Yoga Day. So everybody welcome, 10 to 12:30. Thank you.
Thank you. I send my daughter over there to go. Yeah, exactly. Mr. Earn?
No comment.
Mayor, any comments or questions?
I want to thank the Elks Lodge for having a Flag Day ceremony this evening. Flag Day ceremony was a nice event. Several Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts participated in the event.
The appropriate time, I guess.
Wrong message.
Tim, any comments or questions? Council?
Happy Father's Day, Kevin.
To those fathers.
I too would like to wish my father and the fathers in the town a happy Father's Day. At this time, I'll open it to the public. Are there any comments or questions? And this time, short time. Please come to the podium, state your name and address, and 3 minutes of which to speak.
Jeffrey Wild, 2250 Plainfield Avenue North. I see the 88 Centennial Avenue, and I'm wondering, is there any contemplation of what will be done there? I certainly hope it won't be any more front warehouses in the area. It's sounding to me like we're getting the truck warehouse at the old GE Healthcare site, and that's something maybe somebody signs on the dotted line fairly soon. And I really think we have enough truck warehouses for health and residents. But I don't believe this one is right up against commercial, residential property, but it could be. So I really think truck warehouses up against residential property is a horrible idea. Thank you.
Sure, thank you. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time?
Sure.
Please state your name, address.
Good evening once again, Charles Cranville.
Good evening, Mr. Cranville.
New Brunswick resident, editor of New Brunswick Today, candidate for mayor of the great city of New Brunswick. I did want to Now that the mayor and public safety director is here, I wanted to give him an opportunity to comment on the resignation of Officer Todd Ritter.
So, Mayor, I just want one of the things I can say, just so that you're aware, because this might be under litigation.
That's right, and Mr. Cravendale knows that also, and the fact of the matter is that any time police matters that are it's dealt with through the county prosecutor's office.
Okay, knows that also. Okay, so we'll just leave it at that.
Okay, thank you. And so 2 weeks ago, I did run into the mayor in downtown New Brunswick and tried to ask him the very same question, and he responded in a way that bothered me. He said, I believe, I don't talk to guys who are stalkers of women, and I basically just want to say that I think you got some bad information, and that's okay, that happens sometimes, and I wanted to extend as much of an olive branch as I can to you, sir, to let you know that if I do win, I want to work together with you and this council. Piscataway has been New Brunswick's neighbor and will be New Brunswick's neighbor for hundreds of years to come. And if I may ask, where did you get your information?
I think we should just leave that comment as is.
Actually, it's a public comment. I would just like to give the mayor a chance to explain where he got his information. If he doesn't want to say, that's fine.
I'm going to defer to our council, please.
The council meeting, the mayor doesn't need to
respond.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's
thank you.
Okay. The mayor doesn't have to defend his remarks if he doesn't want to, but I do want to say that that was bad information and it's not accurate. You can feel free to speak to me. You don't have to, have reasons why you don't want to speak with me. I'm always going to listen to what you have to say and treat you fairly, and I hope that you'll do the same for me, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? Okay,
good evening, Mayor. I just wanted to know, is it part of that street into Piscataway, yes or no? Maybe I'm wrong.
There's three municipalities involved. Piscataway, Denell, and Plainfield.
Okay, the question was that, again, I asked, how come we didn't, the part that belongs to Piscataway, how come we didn't block that in the other side?
We only did the parcels that are in Piscataway, the two block radius.
In front of the hall.
Yes. The other side of the street. I know you've been there, the other side of the street, you tell me it's Green Municipality, right? Now, how much is that belong to Piscataway? 100 feet, 200 feet?
It depends if you're starting off from Rock Avenue, that's Plainfield.
Okay, I understand.
Go down two blocks, and then it goes partial, then Piscataway, and then the back half of the street's Denell.
Okay, let's put it brief here. Across the street from the house that was demolished, at 17.
Curtis, we're not putting curbing in our corporate areas. We're just doing the residential
house. Okay. I don't mean, but that's not the. I'll count that.
Thank you, Mr. Rowe. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
For the second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good evening.
Needs a drink.